I'm Taylor Holbrooks, host of Morning Edition. Federal funding for public radio is under serious threat. An end to that funding would make live streams like this one difficult to keep going. Stand up for public media and help fortify WYPR's future. Tell your member of Congress you support WYPR by visiting protectmypublicmedia.org, and thanks.
I'm WYPR News Director Matt Bush, filling in for Tom Hall on Midday. Now we turn to baseball. Disgusted with the Orioles season so far? You have plenty of company. But if a summer without baseball is too great a burden to bear, and watching the struggles of this year's O's is a similar burden, fans in Maryland are in luck. Three of the Orioles' five minor league affiliates are in the state, which is rare for a big league team. There's the low-A Delmarva Shorebirds in Salisbury, the high-A Aberdeen Ironbirds, and the double-A Chesapeake Bay Sox in Bowie. Beyond Orioles affiliates, there's even more professional baseball in Maryland. The state hosts two teams in the Independent Atlantic League, the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs in Waldorf, and the Hagerstown Flying Boxcars, who are in their second year of existence at beautiful New Meritus Park. There's also the Frederick Keys, who started their season this month in the MLB Draft League. But it could be the last year for the Keys in that league, as they may be getting a call back up to the minor leagues at the expense of Aberdeen. Thanks to reporting by our partners at the Baltimore Banner, we know the future of the Ironbirds in Aberdeen is anything but certain. Longstanding tensions with local officials over costs are coming to a head, and last October, Orioles Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. sold his hometown team to new owners. So what does the future hold for the Ironbirds? We turn to the Baltimore Banner's Hayes Gardner here in Studio A for the latest. Welcome to Midday, Hayes.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So how did we get here to where we are now? What brought the Ironbirds to Aberdeen, you know, two decades ago?
Yeah, so this dates obviously over 20 years when Cal Ripken Jr., shortly after he'd retired from Major League Baseball, decided to bring a team from New York to Aberdeen, his hometown. He did so alongside his brother. And the ballpark was built, Ripken Stadium, with money from the city, county, state, and the team owners. And at the time, it was, you know, a boon for the city, for the town of Aberdeen. A town of that size doesn't always have a professional baseball team. So at that point, the attendance at the Ironbirds was fantastic for many years, beginning in the early 2000s.
So what has happened over that time, there has been this agreement with the city over the stadium that was built, and that tension is only built over these two decades and is coming to a head now. So take us through what that agreement and what city officials don't like about it.
Sure. So at the time, city officials were pleased with it because it meant that this pro team was coming to Aberdeen, this minor league baseball team. And part of the plan was for the stadium to create kind of almost an entertainment district where there'd be restaurants and you know, movie theater and all these other places of business next to the stadium. And the city's bottom line was kind of based upon bringing in revenue from that. The ballpark revenue mostly went to the team owners. And that's how the, you know, agreement was set up. And it, unfortunately for the city, that entertainment district never really came to be. There were altered plans. They considered making it an office park, and it kind of faltered. I spoke with the mayor at the time recently, and he said that, you know, he'd hoped there'd be more games from the beginning for the Ironbirds. They're originally a short season team, and he was surprised when they weren't. And then that development, for a medley of reasons, didn't happen, and that made it challenging for the team for the city to make money off of this whole enterprise, off of building the stadium. And so in recent years, the new mayor has butted heads with the team over who's in charge of paying for improvements to the stadium. And the two sides, meaning when Ripken was the owner and now the new owners, and the city of Aberdeen, the two sides have not agreed on who's responsible for paying for those improvements. And it really has come to a head and to the point where neither side is really budging, and that's leaving the future of the team in Aberdeen very much in question.
And when the Ironbirds started two decades ago, that was a hot ticket all across the minor leagues. They were in a short season league at that point, and it was tough to get those tickets. In the two decades since, how has their attendance gone?
Absolutely. So at the beginning, hot ticket, like you said. Opening day, back when they started, Cal Ripken was there, and he said, quote, I've always looked for the opportunity to do something significant for Aberdeen. Me standing here today in my hometown makes me feel very proud, end quote. So it was a big deal at the time, and for a decade it had great attendance. That faltered after maybe a decade, and that's not uncommon for a new stadium to lose attendance. And from 2012 to 2019, attendance dropped by about 50%. That could be due to a number of factors, but certainly the ballpark was no longer new at that point. And so it lost a bit of its luster. And then in the years since, attendance has been considerably lower than it was back when it opened.
How does that relate to the lack of the development that came around the stadium that didn't become this entertainment district that they long sought?
So Wilson, as the mayor at the time, had hoped there'd be movie theater, restaurant, things like that. There obviously did become this youth baseball, center there, which is the most active part of that whole area. But that entertainment district never came to be, and that's been the kind of a crucial problem for the city.
And the reason the entertainment district didn't come to be, I mean, it's a prime location off of Interstate 95, but as you said earlier, Aberdeen certainly isn't a very big town. I mean, what kind of were the holdup on growing the district?
It's kind of a medley of problems. At one point, they'd hoped that the Proving Ground would be a drawing point. People who were at the Proving Ground for work would then go to the entertainment district. And then it kind of, this is probably the late 2000s, like mid to around 2010, there were efforts to do so, and then the development changed hands, and it just kind of fizzled. So it never resulted the way that they'd anticipated it would.
You're listening to Midday on 88.1 WYPR. I'm Matt Bush sitting in for Tom Hall. We're discussing the future of the Aberdeen Ironbirds, one of the Orioles minor league teams. My guest is Hayes Gardner of the Baltimore Banner. We'll go back here for some folks who maybe not know baseball all that well. How do the minor leagues work, and what is the relationship between the Ironbirds and Orioles, and why is it important to be affiliated like the Ironbirds are as opposed to not being affiliated like the Keys or the Blue Crabs are?
It's a big difference, affiliated versus non-affiliated. It's a big difference in terms of revenue for the owner. It's a big difference for fans watching the product. If you go to an Aberdeen Ironbirds game, you very well might be watching a future Oriole. The Ironbirds are the high A affiliate of the Orioles. So they're three rungs from Major League Baseball, meaning the prospects like Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, those Orioles, when they're younger, they're prospects. They start out at a lower level. They go to what's called high A. They go to double A. They go to triple A. And then they're in the majors. And so for fans, it's appealing to watch future major leaguers, future Orioles play. If the team is not affiliated, there's still a lot of reasons to go to the ballpark. A lot of times, I mean, the Atlantic League has a pretty high quality product, and some of those players used to play in the AAA or major leagues, but they are not affiliated, meaning they're not on their way to the major league. So those top prospects who will soon star for your team are not on the field, and that makes it harder to sell tickets and to bring attention to the team.
Now, as you said earlier, Cal Ripken Jr. and his family originally owned this team, which is in his hometown of Aberdeen, but last October, he sold his majority share in the team. What did he say about the move, and whom did he sell the team to?
At the time, he said it was time for him to sell the team. He had become a part owner, a minority owner of the Orioles when the Orioles recently changed hands, and he sold it to Attain, which is this group run by Greg Baroni that owns a few different minor league teams, baseball, a soccer team, and they own a few teams in the Virginia and Maryland area, including the Frederick Keys, and they've indicated they'd like to bring a minor league baseball team back to Frederick. Where that team would come from, they haven't said. It would seem possible, plausible even, that the Aberdeen Ironbirds could be a prospect for that. Baroni, who runs runs Attain, he said he is committed to keeping a baseball team in Aberdeen. Whether or not that is a affiliated baseball team or not remains to be seen.
Yeah, kind of going about what is the indication of the future of both the Ironbirds and the Keys, and there was an announcement about Grove Stadium in Frederick where the Keys play off of Interstate 70 last month. So where does that stand now? As we're getting through, we're almost halfway through the minor league season at least, where do the statuses of these teams sit?
So as of now, the Keys play in the MLB Draft League. The Ironbirds are the high affiliate of the Orioles, but that could change. We don't know what the future holds next season. the ballpark, like you mentioned, are essential to this. You need to have a ballpark in good shape to host an affiliated team. And recently, MLB required that minor league ballparks be held to certain standards for player performance. So they need to have the right batting cages and clubhouses, et cetera. The state a few years ago passed a law allowing for over $200 million to go toward stadiums in Maryland, minor league ballparks. And Frederick has accessed some of that money to improve their ballpark. Aberdeen is also eligible for this, but they've not been able to reach an agreement with the state to improve it because there are differing views on what the money should go toward, whether it should go toward fan amenities or improvements for player performance standards. That's been kind of the hang up there. So Frederick has moved along more quickly, and it could be done as soon as I think next year, into next year, whereas Aberdeen is not that far along in the process of improving.
You're listening to Midday on 88.1 WYPR. I'm Matt Bush sitting in for Tom Holland. We're discussing the future of the Aberdeen Ironbirds and Frederick Keys. One of those is a Orioles minor league team. One used to be. A guest is Hayes Gardner of the Baltimore Banner. And this goes back to something that happened 5 years ago when Major League Baseball contracted the minor leagues and essentially 40 teams lost their affiliations. And they got rid of the short season league, which is what Aberdeen was in at the time. And it came down, the Keys were the Orioles A affiliate. Which one was going to get this team? Would it be Frederick or Aberdeen? And just 5 years ago, Aberdeen won, but it's now looking like 5 years later, it may go back to how it was, right?
It seems that way. It seems like it could be that way. And it is interesting given the difference 5 years can make. It'd be a good, I'd love to know exactly what MLB's thinking at the time. Mm-hmm. I do think the Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr., plays a role in wanting a team in Aberdeen. I mean, he's a hero. An Oriole legend, and to have a team close by to Baltimore where he's from. I think there were probably a lot of reasons why that made sense. A few years down the road, you look at the two cities, and Frederick is a bigger city, and it would seem like there would be more potential fans in the Frederick area than in the Aberdeen area. And I'm sure some Aberdeen locals would say, no, we can fully support this team. But the population tells us that Frederick has more people, which is a key component when you're considering where you want to play baseball.
Now, there is one thing you mentioned this earlier at the Aberdeen Stadium, and that is the youth center, youth sports. This comes through the Ripken Leagues, which is kind of around, I believe, Pony League, if I'm correct. So what is the future of that? Because that was a big part of that stadium when it was constructed, and it's become a big part as it's been there for two decades. If the Ironbirds stay or they stay affiliated or go, what's the future of that at least?
The ballpark could remain a pro baseball stadium, affiliated or unaffiliated. Even if the Ironbirds leave, another league might, like the Atlantic League, for example, or MLB Draft League, might find that to be a desirable place to play because they have a ballpark in place. They have a history. I mean, the name Ironbirds means something to people locally, just like the Frederick Keys means something to people in Frederick. So the ballpark could retain a tenant regardless of if it's the affiliated Ironbirds. But those youth leagues are obviously a huge part of the economic ecosystem there. And there has been a concept proposed by Josh Harris, who is the owner of the Washington Commanders. And my colleague at the Banner reported on this recently. The mayor of Aberdeen had discussed how that company had a plan for constructing multipurpose fields on top of the existing lot at Ripken Stadium and a hotel, which would be kind of some of that development that did not originally happen. There could be more development. There obviously are hotels there, but there could be more development and retail, things like that. That's very TBD, but there could be some more youth development in that area.
And what would those fields be for? Would they be additionally for baseball? Would it be for more sports? Because we've seen that too. Baseball would be a spring-summer sport, but then you have fall-winter. What else could go in there, I suppose, to make that more of a destination if, again, it's not an affiliated minor league team?
I know the fields could be multi-purpose, and I'm not sure exactly, but I do think it would make sense to, incorporate other sports to access. I mean, the more sports you offer, the more possibility there is for kids to come and use them.
And certainly a prime piece of real estate there on Interstate 95. Hayes Gardner is a business reporter at our news partners, the Baltimore Banner. Congratulations on your third year, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's it for us today. Coming up on Monday, Tom Hall is back in the host chair to talk healthcare with Greater Baltimore Medical Center CEO and President John Chesar, plus Baltimore actress Rachel Hilson on her starring role in the new HBO series Duster. Midday's director and engineer is the daughter of Garrick Mapson, Wiley Rogers' daughter, and Thomas Dawes' son. Produced our program with help from Layman Pinkard's daughter. The composer of our theme music is the son of Michael Coughlin. Our intern is the daughter of Loris Bachine. I'm Jay Bush Jr.'s son, sitting in for the son of Charles Hall, and wishing dads everywhere a happy Father's Day.